You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
On today's episode of Strangest Things, I am taking a look at the ongoing saga of chickens terrorizing West Auckland suburb Titirangi. Chickens loose in the streets are bringing cat-sized rats into the streets and causing sleep deprivation by basically barking incredibly loud every morning very early on. Although chickens have been affecting the area for years, it came to a head in 2019 when the council invested $25,000 into their removal, but now they are coming back. I had a chat with Greg Pressland, the deputy chairperson of the Waitakere Rangers local board, on the issue. I first asked him about what's been going on in Titirangi and for how long it's been taking place.
We've had chicken issues for about 20 years, actually. Back in the late 2000s, someone on Rangiwai Road let his chickens roam free, and then they took up residence in the village. And there's a few very kind locals who feed them, and there are no predators, so chicken numbers have ballooned ever since. And a couple of years ago, our local board, we put aside $25,000 to try and deal with the problem. That was after there was reports about rats the size of cats terrorising the village, and Titirangi unfortunately had a bit of an international attention about that, and we decided to try and deal with the problem. We managed to capture probably 90% of them, but then COVID lockdown hit and we weren't able to get the last few. And there's also been examples where people have complained about dumping some new chickens in the village, and the numbers are starting to creep back up again, although the problems are not nearly as bad as it used to be.
How have residents been affected by the chickens on the streets?
They were making a lot of mess, and that was part of the problem. With numbers greatly reduced, the main problem is them crowing. You know, I live about 500 metres from the centre of the village, and so 4 o'clock most mornings there's a bloody rooster sparks up and destroys local speech.
So just terrorising the community just with their box at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, sleep deprivation is not something to cause people to be very happy about things. So it's still a bit of an issue.
How did it originally get to the point a couple of years ago? What were the things that were being done that got chickens to be moving out into the streets?
There's one very kind local in particular who feeds them large amounts of good quality feed every day, and there are no predators, so with abundant feed and a forest to live in, numbers just keep creeping up. It would be very helpful if she'd stop feeding them, but she sees it as her role in making sure that they're fed properly.
Have you tried to talk to this person?
Yes.
Just refusing?
She's got a very particular worldview about things. Right. And it's the way it is.
So when there was the $25,000 investment a few years back, what did that money go towards specifically?
Some of it went to dealing with the rats. A lot of it went to setting up a catching process. And so we set up big nets, coaxed the chickens in, caught them, sent them off to a vet to have them checked out, and we then sent them down to an organic farm where they were to live happily ever after. And that was, it's a village, and these chickens were well and truly established in the commercial area, so we couldn't go in with sort of guns or anything like that, so we had to use very gentle techniques.
Or even harrowing on an entirely different level.
Yeah, and that was part of a sort of consensus we reached with the local residents, that we'd get rid of them in a peaceful way, and that way the chickens would be gone.
So why don't you think that the original $25,000 investment didn't really work out, or it didn't work out as well as you'd hoped?
The infestation in the village is gone, so the problem now is pretty well exclusively to part of South Titirangi Road, and also a reserve around the War Memorial Square. So they're out of the, they're off the roads and they're out of the village area, but there's still a few of them that are hanging around.
So what steps are the council making right now to help combat this problem for now and in the future?
Less gentle techniques than we used a couple of years ago. So if the problem gets bad enough, then fairly direct means of removing them is taken. And I'm aware a few locals are also taking rather direct action to keep the numbers down.
In an ethical way or in a...
In a way that... certainly a legal way. They're feral, they're not owned by anyone. It's more direct than some people would like, but it's the state of the problem.
Was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.